Bartender, there's a bee in my beer. Yeah? How else you think he's going to get buzzed? This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. Should I do the phone effect?
No. 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's a crappier show. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
And we're sorry, Matt is not here again. Dude. He has lost 2 weeks of pay.
2 week minimum.
But he will be back next week, so don't freak out like, Matt's leaving the show.
Ooh, let's start a buzz.
Yeah, start a buzz. I hear you. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be stuck with that word all night.
It would totally annoy Matt, just like everyone coming up to him all week at the beer garden.
I heard you're leaving the show.
I heard you're leaving the perfect bar.
So,
what's going on with that?
Yeah.
So do that. Do that. But he's not actually leaving. He'll be here next week. But so, this week we do have guests, though.
Do we?
Yay. From our local paper, from the Fresno Bee, FresnoBee.com, paper authority.
Well, how about that? Tied right into my joke.
Kathy?
Hello.
Kathy, welcome.
Thank you.
New to the show. Columnist, editor, writer.
Yeah, mostly an editor. I occasionally write something. Concerts.
So, like, you have to step in when they're being really crappy. You're like, this is how it's done, kids.
Yeah. When Josh doesn't want to go see concerts.
Kids, that's usually what happens.
Josh is like, I want to go see that show.
That's not really, I don't think that's ever really happened.
Oh, and that voice.
Well, no, it has. There was some country guy.
Yeah, there's been a couple country concerts.
Luke Bryan, I think, maybe.
Yep.
So Kathy enjoyed it.
I have no idea
who
that is.
Right.
See, that's why I didn't want to go. And that other voice, you may know him from the Dorktown Network.
Yeah.
From the first podcast in Fresno history, one of the oldest podcasts in podcasting itself.
Is that true?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Started in 2004. Can't get older than that.
Not by me, though.
No, not by us. Another co-host of mine from the Flowing with Famous podcast, from the Fresno Bee, from punk band legends, It'll Grow Back, frontman for punk rock, It'll Grow Back, and all around.
I call him the Renaissance man.
Yeah. And then you've got.
Nice.
And he's also has skills, Asian art skills.
Asian arts.
Of the arts.
Martial
arts skills. Yeah. Joshua Teehee!
Yeah. Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Sitting in the mat seat.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
It feels good. Toasty. It's toasty.
It's toasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Nick's in the official co-host seat.
Okay.
Which would be Josh.
So does Josh sit here?
That's not.
Dell sits there, Josh sits there, and Nick sits there.
Wow. Those are
so, all right. You're okay over there on that side of
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Studio. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming. Yeah. We'll be talking about some beer stuff that Fresno Bee has been doing.
Yeah.
And all our beers to look out for are voicemails, Ben Cod drinking. And culture stuff, we started drinking before the show with a hop freshener from Hop Concept. This, the Tropical and Juicy, it's still around. It's only a couple months old. I got this at the market in Fresno. I was hoping for something super unique, but the only one was Nick's favorite beer in the world right now, the Valentine's Enjoy By.
Yes.
Chocolate IPA.
Can I please have more?
Nick has not hated a beer more on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Okay.
Worst idea.
So I will ever. Not.
Nick is not recommending that
one. I will not
one.
Get that one. Okay.
It's the Enjoy By with the red.
Okay.
With the red pink labeling.
I don't think I've seen
it. It's so, yeah. It's like market driven. It's ridiculous.
12, 14, 17.
Yeah.
So I thought it was fine, but
okay, Nick was like, but it was not,
not happening.
Well,
not.
You need to be checked out, sir.
So that we had that. So now we need something new. What do you want to do over there, you Nick? You
want
to?
Josh looks like he wants to go down to Florida.
All right, Josh. Yeah, Josh wants to go down to Florida.
He wants to go get humid.
Cigar City Brewing. Am I pronouncing this right? High Life.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's an Indian Pale Ale, aged on white oak.
On it.
No, so the fermenter is sitting on a slab of white oak. That's how they do that.
And that was it.
Well, so. Is that weird?
It's structurally sound, so. Okay. You know, red oak, no good. Just all right. Not going to happen.
Well, I'll pop it there.
Whoa.
It's got to be white oak.
You got to do that. You got to open things in front of the mic on this show, Josh.
I thought it was pretty close.
No, it was. It was good. I'm just, you know, mansplaining how you
do it. Am I supposed to use a different?
No, you do whatever whatever you want.
All right, there's we're going to go into this
plenty.
Kathy's got four glasses to choose on. She's like, what the hell am I supposed to do with these? So this is donated to the show by Florida Steve. And we actually, on Dorktown, we stole a couple of these beers.
That's it?
From Florida Steve.
Oh.
I've had not enough this of this.
Because he sent two of some of them. So, not this particular one, though. I haven't had this one yet.
Two for me, none for you.
Yeah.
This is,
No?
No, this is a no. Kathy says this is a no.
I think we might have our first dump bucket of the episode.
Whoa. I don't know.
So we got to ask, is it because it's an IPA? Do you not like
IPA?
White
oak.
It's the oak aging.
The oak aging.
The finish is elegantly dry due to the light tannin notes from oak aging. And though still loaded with hop flavor, hop bitterness is more and more restrained.
I mean, the first one was an IPA, too.
Right. Yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
Not so fine.
Yeah.
It's kind of got a weird aftertaste.
What is that? What is that?
The oak, I guess. It's also Florida.
It's the humidity.
Yeah.
The oak adds smoothing notes of vanilla and slight hints of dill.
No vanilla.
To the aroma. Dill.
It definitely has an oak flavor.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Wow. They sat it on that oak real hard.
They sat it hard.
Am I wrong? Does it not say on oak?
Yeah, it does. No, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah,
Are those oak trees on the can?
I believe so. Here, you can check the can out.
Well, thanks, Florida Steve.
Yeah.
Gave us something interesting.
It's definitely interesting.
You guys like it?
Still trying to figure it out.
I'm still indifferent right now. Like
It is definitely different from the first beer.
So you can tell it has been aged in the barrels. Like it has that almost like a wine that like the tannins maybe. I don't
the tannins, bro.
I don't have a good enough palate to really explain it better than that. But there it is.
Good thing we do.
I think I wouldn't buy a six pack, but if I was in the tap room, I would have one just for the hell of it.
That's what or one on its own?
Both.
Okay.
I would ask for a taste and then I'd say no.
what else do you got?
You'd be like,
quickly moving on.
I don't know about that. Well, Josh, if you're a hardcore listener, there was one time Josh was on the Perfect Pour. Mm-hmm. It was an episode that I deleted.
Oh, that's right.
The lost episode of the Perfect Pour. Best episode we've ever done. I was like, yeah, that was an awesome episode. And I deleted it before I uploaded.
Would have sent us to 5 stars on iTunes instantly.
Yep. And that... The uploading night is the next night after we record, and that was when we were recording Flowing with Famous.
Did an extra episode.
So I was like, "You gotta help me out, bro."
Right.
You gotta like pull together some beer things to say.
And wasn't that the most downloaded, most streamed episode? Yes,
turned out to be the most downloaded podcast in beer history. No, we talked about your Russian River trip.
Yeah. Some other stuff.
I'm sure we talked about your beer history. That's where getting to.
Right. Oh, okay.
But yeah. I forget it, though.
I don't remember either.
But Kathy, you don't know. You've never been on the show.
No.
So we have to grill you.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, would you consider yourself a craft beer drinker, or are you just like drink beer, all the beers?
All the beers.
Yeah. Well, I would say that I like craft beer more than other kinds of beer. So if I have the choice, I would.
You'll choose craft.
Yeah, right. I mean, I like dark beer. Yeah, in particular.
Oh, so, Nick finally has a friend.
Table's dividing. we're getting some masking tape out.
Yeah, I used to be more into like pale ales and just kind of stuck in that zone.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, one of my good friends she really likes dark beers, and so I would sort of try them, and my husband started getting into dark beers, and so I would just always start tasting them, and next thing I know now, that's what I like the most.
All right. So you remember, like, before craft beer, before getting into it, what were you drinking a lot? What were you think? Was there one you liked in particular?
I mean, I probably was always like a Sierra Nevada. That was pretty much all I would ever get.
Mm-hmm.
Or things like that.
Yeah. Thank goodness we always had Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada is like,
Yeah, I did like other things like, I mean, I guess my husband and I, when we travel, we like to go to different kind of breweries and stuff and taste and whatever. So we went like to Alaska, and we went to Alaska Amber.
Oh.
So that was fun. And like, so I was kind of always in that vein. And then, you know.
What's the Alaskan, what's their tap room like?
It's something tiny. Like it's this little, it was awesome that day. Like, we went on this bike ride all day long, and then at the end, you ended up at the tap room, and it's the tap room's the front, and then you, like...
Louis the Lab is accosting everyone.
Then you walk, it was kind of fun, because you walk in, and they, like, brewer came out and he starts talking to us and he's like, okay, fill up your glass. And
he's like, whoa, people.
Yeah. And so he takes our glass and he's like, come with me. And then we would walk down like just this little tiny hallway. And then that's where they were brewing. It's just this little like maybe two rooms.
And that's Alaska brewing?
Yeah, Alaska.
Are they in, is that Fairbanks or?
I think they're in Juneau. Yeah.
Juneau?
It's been a while. So I'm thinking it was
Juneau. Do you know where they're at?
Yeah, it was tiny though. It was fun, but it was great because he would stop the tour and go, okay, anytime anybody's glass was empty, so he'd be like, hey, like, go back. And
then, right, we gotta stop, everyone.
And then they had a bus for us at the end, so nobody had to ride our bikes. Bike back. So that was probably one of my first forays into trying different beer, because they had a lot of different ones there.
What other breweries have you been to?
Oh, I don't know, just like a lot in California. I mean, whenever we go somewhere. I mean, we've definitely explored some here. Like, so I go to Tioga and...
Had it.
And Fire...
Speaking of Firestone, having Tioga...
Oh, you ready?
Should we have some?
You ready? Going strong.
Let's see here.
See if you could guess what this is.
A Coke?
it's a Coke. Tioga Coke.
I love Coke.
So Alaska Brewing Company is in Juneau.
Ah. Yeah. Kathy knows what she's talking about. She's a reporter. Professionally trained. She edits.
Drink this.
She edits all the stuff you get wrong.
That is true. That is 100% correct.
He's like, Josh.
Come on. We're not here to talk about that.
Oh, man. We have just opened up from Tioga Sequoia, donated to the show by one Matt Napolitano. Rush out in first time in cans. Rush hour. First have it.
Had it. Oh. Top pour.
Rush hour breakfast stout in cans. It's in cans now.
So this is the
famous rush hour from Tioga.
This is the Valparaiso.
The Valparaiso version. Valparaiso coffee.
Which is the one that they're putting into production, yeah?
It's in.
In cans. Yeah.
Bottles are out, too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There you go.
You can get bottles of Val. And now, so new beer for 2017. But the cans,
you can only get at the brewery,
and new
right?
format. Yeah, these are not, as of yet, going to be distributed.
They will be.
Bottles are around. You can get bottles
in
the stores.
So, new traders, find a Fresno friend. Mm-hmm.
You got to have that can.
They
got
to have a can.
Hiking friendly.
For sale in four packs, is what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. They went with the 4 16s.
That's what, yeah.
Nice, so. Nice. Ooh, did they go with the plastic toppers or the plastic rings?
Oh. Matt, I think dropped toppers. Enough in plastic.
Yeah.
But it was, he had mixed it up. He had.
Oh.
So I don't know if he reused some other one or if that's what they're using, but.
The almost impossible beer packaging.
Yeah.
Oh, those plastic?
The ones that, grasp it by the
you
top.
You can't get it out of there.
You break the thing before the beer comes out.
Yeah. Producer Becky makes me just open those up. Like, you just pop those all off. I don't want to deal with this.
I think a log splitter would be a more valuable option to get those open.
So this I'm sure we've all had Russia, but this is the super good.
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
It's like from my glass to my face, I can smell the like coffee.
No, it will not be helping you sleep tonight.
Their milk stout is probably my favorite beer around
here.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they're all right.
They're
all right. All right.
So good.
What, Kathy, what other ones have you been to in California? Screw these local plans. Firestone. Been there.
Well, I mean, I guess they're not actually the breweries, but you know, Riley's and Southgate. Tried those.
Have you guys been to Mariposa? Yeah,
Mariposa. I have not been.
It didn't make that there? Map.
It didn't.
It wasn't in the map.
Mm-mm.
See,
no. Now, see we,
now we got
to
add
dust.
To
the map.
Add to the map.
What
Mariposa.
Is it? What is Mariposa Brewing?
Uh-huh.
Is it Mariposa Brewing?
Yeah.
What's yeah,
it?
I think yeah.
No, 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 no. I'm sorry. It's not Mariposa.
Prospectors.
Yeah, Prospectors. It's Prospectors. In Mariposa, but it's called Prospectors.
Okay. Prospectors. Well, that goes in our notes.
I don't know.
System.
Yeah. There's a bunch coming up.
I'm like, sure.
Yeah. That haven't opened yet. So we're looking forward to that.
You mean new breweries coming online?
Yeah, they're
cool.
Kind of in the pipeline. So.
That's good.
So you guys have been doing a comprehensive gathering all the craft beer information locally at the Fresno Bee. I know last week the Perfect Pour was in.
Oh yeah,
what?
Mentioned a couple times. Right?
Yes, indeed.
In print.
Right,
that's legit.
And
you're in print.
Right.
Now you're legit.
Did
None
you
of the stupid
did you
internet
a,
stuff.
Did you get a quote in there?
I did.
Okay.
You got a fancy quote.
Bethany's article.
He got the excerpt from the text.
Oh yeah.
In the colorful box.
What's that called in the game?
Pull quote.
Pull quote.
Pull quote.
I got the pull quote.
Top pull quote.
Top pour cool pull quote.
Prospectors. Prospector.
Yeah. One of those.
Well, you guys.
I actually haven't been. Greg from SD Bird Talks been, but we haven't.
You haven't been up there yet, and it's in Mariposa, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, you got to do it. Make sure you're on the clock.
Right. Right.
Drive. Nice drive up to Mariposa. Get paid. Mm-hmm. McClatchy, come for it. Come on.
Come on. I mean, come on.
Come on, it's McClatchy.
That's good to know. Prospector Brewing Company. They have tap rooms in Mariposa and Murphy's.
Oh, yeah. Murphy's, too. Murphy's is a cool little town.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a good stop.
That's one of our, like, things we want to do is come up with tours, you know, like suggest, like, you know, go hit these ones up in this area, like, take a day and
yeah, yeah.
Go out and do it. Or,
we've talked about the what is it, beer tourism kind of idea.
Yeah, a little bit.
Know?
I'm flowing.
And so, yeah, that's kind of the... Can we create these things that we can, like, help people go out and see
explore, like...
Right.
Because there's so many... Because I know so many people are into craft beer, but they kind of know, like, one or two around, but they don't realize that all these, like, little ones pop up all the time. So...
Yeah, there was a couple I actually was impressed that... There was a couple I wasn't aware of in that bee. There's one in... Lebec on the Grapevine?
Yeah.
Do you know of that one? Do you know if it has a tap room or they just make beer there or something?
Yeah, that's what we're kind of working on, sorting out like another round of that map so that we can like specify which ones have tap rooms and which ones don't, which is, you know. So some of it we have to, it's tracking them down and like getting people to talk to us. You know? So I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Because like, that'd be, it's right off the I-5, you know.
Right, right.
We all travel to, you know, that Grapevine every year.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
Year,
so. Is like if you're going to LA or something, you know, why not find
there
a
was
cool
one,
place to stop?
There was one out west of Bakersfield too that I was like, what? Like a little town west of Bakersfield. It wasn't Taft, or maybe it wasn't Taft. I don't know, but I was like, what? What's going on? Frezzlebee.com/beer.
Slash beer, yeah.
So if you want, as you're listening, you want to look and see what the hell we're talking about here.
And the the hope is to have, you know, content in there all
like,
the time.
Oh,
you know,
changing.
Every week have some sort of new, you know, whether it's...
Boy, we got to keep working it.
Keep
the new info going.
The pressure's on.
So, you know, that's the hope. And there's a lot... Kind of the reason that this we even thought of doing this is because there's so much... There was so much stuff happening, you know? And so when you look back and see that we've done, you know, 20-some plus stories on... You know, craft beer in the Central Valley. It's like, oh, it kind of makes sense that we should.
That was just for like not even a very long period of
time. Like within the last year. Mm-hmm. You know, that says, hey, it makes sense for us to like collect it all in one space. And then hopefully people who are in craft beer can go there and they get a sense of what the scene is like in Fresno. So.
And
not have to listen to this show.
to know.
Just kidding,
just kidding. Oh, you just want people to circumvent the show.
Just kidding.
Go to Fresno Bee.
I told people to come to listen to the show.
That's right.
You've so that they can
it.
Get...
I've seen it.
They can get info.
Get the info on the performance. Yeah, you put us in there, too. You had your own...
How to get started, you know?
What just in there? What? How to what?
How to get started in the scene? Because you know, it's like a lot of people they don't know about.
They just don't know
craft beer, and so
That's
all
what
this stuff.
That's what your article's theme was. Yeah,
and they're like, I don't know what's an IPA or
Gotta start.
What's
somewhere.
A ticker?
Because there is a, like an intimidation factor in anything where whatever thing it is that has a big hive of geeks. There's some intimidation, like, oh, I don't know how things work in there. And they're going to look down there, you know, laugh at me or something. And so you don't really want to go in. But I think that craft beer is more for them. I mean, there's always douches and everything, but more welcoming to new people that don't know and like to show off their knowledge. Like, let me tell you because, you're asking me about something I know about.
Right.
And instead of just being like, Cause there are us.
Oh, you don't
geeks
know?
Like, get out of here. Go back to Columbus. That's what I usually tell people. But
yeah, but you just tell them that for you know.
Yeah, I tell them in general.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Nothing to do with beer.
Go back to Columbus.
Go back to Columbus. Oh my god.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh,
go back to Columbus.
Hi, Captain Friendly. Go back to Fireball.
On that,
you're in the city now.
Go back,
Yoko.
On that, topic, I have a. I don't know when this is going to post, but my column this week is on...
Right now on Friday. We're here on Friday. It's posting.
Okay, there you go. So on the Craft Beer Forward movement, which is a local thing. And it's
we've heard of this.
I've heard of it, but you can tell everyone
just
else.
Just for those who don't know.
Yeah, you can tell
the
people.
Essentially, the idea is it started as a Facebook challenge. One of those things where it's like, you know, hey, do this, and then... Tag five of your friends.
I already hate it.
But the idea
chain
is...
Chainmail.
The idea is...
Oh, great. Chainmail's back.
Yes.
The idea is you buy a craft beer for someone. The idea that then they
starting to like it.
Then with the idea that they then will pay it forward and buy it for someone
else.
They're
not going to.
And then you sit and you have a conversation with someone, and the idea is trying to get all of the craft beer scene to sort of be more connected and talk to each other. So you're at the brewery or you're wherever, and you could sit down and be like, "Hey, let me buy you a beer,"
because the internet told me to.
And then and then you meet someone, and hopefully it's maybe someone you haven't met before, but you have something in common.
So this is an in-person exchange.
It's an in-person exchange. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can
Spokeasy has the beer board.
Yeah, he knows that. Spokeasy has a beer board.
See, we're getting
that you can buy
someone around.
Buy someone around, and then just they put it on the board, so the next time that person comes in.
It's in the bank.
I may have one on there, and you never know. Really? Like somebody's cool.
Matt's went for I think 3 months before he found it.
Where he had one up there, and he didn't realize it for 3 months.
I was there like a couple weeks before his birthday, so I threw down $10 for him.
Uh-huh.
Been like, here you go, happy birthday. I know he'll be here next week.
Right.
And it was a couple months later. He's like, oh, hey, look at that.
Hey, my name's up there.
So where is that board? Because I need to go check
it. It's like the left side, isn't it?
Yeah, it used to be dead center. I think it moved left towards the front door behind the bar.
It's up behind the bar when you order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You probably think of it as like an ordering board or something, but it's actually...
They'll be named.
It's simple. To, from, and the amount.
Cool.
Real simple. Huh.
And I can go and leave stuff for people, too.
You could leave, yes. You could collect if your name's on there.
Cool.
Or you could leave.
You can,
it's like
you
the take a penny, leave a penny jar.
Right.
You can be broke. It's Thursday before payday. And you're like, please, somebody.
Please put me on my.
Did somebody put my name up there in Spokeasy? I need a bear. But can you find this Facebook thing?
Yeah, so I think there's a Facebook community. I think it's Craft Beer Forward is the thing. Mm. And they have a webpage as well, and you'll see their stickers and buttons out places.
Yeah. Oh, they got stickers.
They'll have,
we have links to your story.
Yeah, if you read the story, you'll see links in the story. But
read.
Oh, yeah, well,
read.
But no, it's...
In I this think week's
it's,
story, it's...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It seems like a really cool kind of idea. So
I would do that before I did that at Starbucks, I'll tell you that much.
Right. There you go. So
it's goodwill through beer.
Can't beat that.
Changing the world.
One beer at a time.
One beer at a time. There you go. See?
Oh, that's so nice.
It's a good sentiment. I don't know.
Well, and I think that it's kind of nice that, just in general, it seems like there's this growing kind of culture in Fresno that's about supporting, the whole movement, mm-hmm. as opposed to just one particular brewer or something.
Right.
So that's pretty, I think that's great. I mean, it's like you see that in other cities and other regions are known for that. So it's nice to see it kind of starting to happen here.
It's exciting for us because we on the show know how far behind Fresno's been, but we've been slowly building up, and it's been fun to sit and watch us get better and better in the craft beerness in town, and the exciting to know that we still have a lot left to go get to.
Right.
And I thought a point of your guys is putting it in the paper and stuff too is how the tourism aspect of it.
Right.
And Fresno, Fresno is great for a gateway to national parks, but people don't necessarily think of Fresno itself to just go to Fresno itself. Right. And craft beer is a huge tourist thing for, at least for craft beer people. It's like, I kind of don't care what city it is. Whenever we go somewhere, the first thing I'm thinking of is like, okay, what breweries do they have there?
Yeah.
What bars do they have there?
And I'm the same way. Whenever I travel, I look for places that are kind of local, have that local vibe, that have their own craft beer or brew it themselves or, specialize in it. And I don't know. I always think that that's fun to do. And I think that Fresno has like a lot of potential that people will come here, and you're starting to see it with, the, Tioga's last release, they were saying they had a bunch of people that had come in from out of town, and you know, you hear
rushed
it.
In.
And I think people and
it was
really
huge, it was huge. They sold, you know, however many more than they did last year.
It's become the biggest beer geek event in the Central Valley.
So I think that, you know, I think our goal is to kind of keep promoting like the region. I think we've always been kind of a cheerleader for the region. We cover restaurants and that anyway. So why not try to specialize in this more, make a bigger priority since people are into it so much.
And that's a fun thing about being in a tap room or a beer bar is like, it's one of the places in town you're going to run into somebody, the most likely going to run into somebody that's not from town. More than any other place in town, you know. So it just kind of adds to the fun. Not that I need more fun with beer.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. I'm very back in the corner like, please don't come up to me. I'm drinking beer.
Don't talk to me. So no one would buy you a free beer.
No. I would get free beer.
You wouldn't craft beer it forward.
I'll buy you a beer to leave me alone.
Right. Yeah. Hey, you got a beer up there. Go drink it.
I don't want to talk to you.
So, Nick, do you know of things that are going culturally at the craft beer world outside of Fresno or maybe in Fresno? Maybe there's something you could tell these Fresno bee people. But they
can
didn't
I
know.
Tell them? Can I tell them that Dust Bowl has released their first Kettle Sour beer?
Oh.
You can.
So like, what happens to the kettle? What's the kettle part of the souring?
Oh, great. You would ask me.
So I mean, I know, but I'm just letting you
Kettle tell sour me. Means it's not not openly fermented.
Okay. It was closed.
Gosh, I should have looked
at the souring was closed. It wasn't
so it's a wild yeast, but it's not exposed to the elements, meaning this might be the same next time they do it. There's some consistency if you could even have consistency with wild yeast. But they are now venturing into that realm of the beer scene. They're getting into the sours. And I guess this is at their downtown location. They're doing these.
Yeah. That's weird to not have it at the new place, but to have it at that. I mean, I like that, but
yeah,
they have it at the downtown Turlock place and not the new.
Well, yeah, I wonder if it's because it's smaller and these are going to be more one-offs and they won't fear contamination
of the
regular beers.
So they're not packaging them at all. It's just all tap room stuff.
Yeah, tap and growlers. They do sell growlers of these. So they had their first release on that. They did a raspberry and boysenberry puree in the sour. So it had a tart fruitiness to it, which I thought... as a kid, I loved boysenberry jam. I wonder what that tastes like in a beer now. If it does something for it, you know?
I don't think I've had a boysenberry beer.
No?
I didn't know that was... Done. It's not surprising at all.
I'm not about the fruit.
You don't like the fruit stuff?
Not really.
See, I can handle berry fruit. It's when you get melony or.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I do not like watermelon beers typically.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What else? The overly grapefruited IPAs.
I like the fruit IPAs, but not...
The hints of it that come from the hops, but not that's great. Overly. But if you're dousing it with actual grapefruit juice, I'm going to pass.
Yeah. Depends for me. I like them, though.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
In general.
Is there any... What don't you like?
I don't like more than I like in beers.
Okay.
Styles, but
speaking of that,
I'm just all pale and IPAs.
Before it gets too warm.
You're sitting there.
Zach's Brewing.
Oh, the new Zach's Brewing. I saw Zach's Brewing mentioned in the Fresno Beer.
Oh, did you? Tell me about Zach's Brewing.
It's this dude we know.
It's a dude.
His name's Zach.
Yeah. It's dude
named
Zach.
Is his name
bro.
Zach?
Yep. His last name.
His last name's Zach?
Yes, his last name is Zach.
Okay.
It smells different.
Yeah, so this is an experimental beer. So don't be afraid to give your honest opinion. But it's a smoked porter.
See, you're getting it before the brewery opens beer.
He's hoping to open a brewery soon, so it's not official. This is, I guess, classified as a home brew right now.
But, even though he has his LLC or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. But without a physical location, you can't get your ABC license. Oh. You have to have an address to get that.
Okay.
There's all these classifications.
Mm-hmm. So he cannot brew this and sell it.
Say this again. What is this?
This is the smoked Gouda porter. Hope you're not lactose intolerant.
I don't taste any Gouda.
Scotty B is the assistant brewer there.
Tiny bits hiding in the very back.
Scotty B is the assistant brewer at Zach's. Would you say he's an assistant brewer or is just a dude that shows up? That's a fair statement. Sometimes.
head dude that shows up sometimes.
He's number one dude that shows up. And this feels like Scotty B is like, well, just put some Gouda in there, Chief.
That's a good Scotty B impression. So you're not getting any cheese?
I think any cheese. No, cheese. I just only.
I wonder if it's settled out. This is a week old beer, so I wonder if it's settled out.
I only get smoke.
You get the smoke. The smoke is very good. I like it.
Yeah, and you can smell that.
It's just enough smoke.
I don't think I would pick out the cheese if you didn't tell me it's there. But
I almost didn't, but I couldn't.
Now that you're telling me it's there, I'm getting it, but I don't know.
I don't get it at all.
It's good. I don't not like it, though.
You don't not
Wait.
Like it?
I don't not like it.
That's. I got to have one more tiny sip of this because I can't decide. I mean, I don't.
Not like it.
I'm gonna say that.
It's all right.
Yeah, I like it.
Zach's Brewing, making all right beer. That's his logo.
It's all right. It's all right. All right. All right.
Okay. All right. I like
it. It's not as sharp as some other porters. Yes, I don't know if that's a good beer terminology or not.
No,
but
that's
not,
that's good.
Yeah, sharp.
Better than I would do.
Smoother. Yeah, that's a fair. Fair assessment.
From all that wine drinking I've done.
Yeah, nice. See, you've got all that wine tasting experience. See, that's when the notes come into play.
Taking I can taste legit hints notes of whatever dill apparently on this one.
Maybe. Oh yeah.
You back to that?
Highlight. Oh no! I'm done with that.
Oh, you're done.
I'm
huh?
just reading.
No, that. You can go back to it.
I don't think I will.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Your choice.
My least favorite. Yeah.
It's a free podcast. Anything else out there, Nick?
I think, did you talk about the Hopocalypse release from Drake's?
I did mention it briefly, very strongly, though. I'd like to hear more about it.
So we are getting closer to that.
Saturday.
There we go. That's very close.
If you're
close.
Listening to this release weekend, it might be happening as we speak.
But apparently the Black Label is not going to make
it. What?
They had some...
Well, I'm not going now.
Production, either label issues or production issues, but they posted like a sad face post with the broken bottle.
Oh, today. Well, that's okay then.
Yeah.
They used an emoji, then it's fine.
Sorry. Not sorry. I don't care. I think White Label was the real star.
I'm excited to have some Hopocalypse, whatever version.
Just any of them?
I feel like the Green Label.
That was
I feel
yours?
Like I want the Green Label.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that's a nice little festival they have. And it's not, I think it's not just Drake's at the Hopocalypse Festival. I think they have other breweries there too.
That's cool.
Sort of like a precursor to SF Beer Week.
Oh, that's probably why this is all coming out right now. Yeah. All the IPAs.
Oh, yeah. SF Beer Week, man. All our California brewers get all ready. I don't think Tioga's at SF Beer Week this year, are they? I mean, usually they are at the double IPA. Event that's like on the second day of the SF Beer Week or second or third day, but I forget what that the bistro or something.
No.
If only you had someone from Tioga.
We don't have I know.
Yeah,
To ask about that.
We don't have Fresno. Doesn't have it. Maybe you guys will push for Fresno Beer Week. You guys thinking about talking about? People have tried.
Well,
it's like a. It's like a what? It's like a, I don't know, like a something that people keep trying to do and it never happens.
last last year, I think they were really pushing for it.
Yeah, they were gonna it looked like it was going to happen.
They were going to move Suds in the City.
Suds in the City. Yeah. And then the
Fulton Mall.
Fulton Mall.
The Fulton, yes. Fulton Street Mall?
Fulton Street Mall.
What is this Fulton Mall you speak of? I don't know anything about it.
Anyway, so it, yeah.
Is it, anywhere near the street?
It totally, that sort of stopped them
from, famous reference.
From wanting to do it. And so, because originally, you know, we had the, we kind of had a plan of sort of tying something in with that so we could do some kind of publication that would be released as part of this beer week.
And then a bunch of asphalt equipment showed up and we're like, well, I guess we're not doing a beer week. And then,
sort of derailed our plans.
Well, and I think that the people who were excited and working on it sort of disappeared as well, or just, you know.
We did that Homer Simpson thing where the meme where he phased back into the bushes. Right.
Yep, yep, yep. They got into other stuff. And so, but I think that would be great. You know, I think that would be a wonderful.
I know, it's interesting. And there's probably enough. You see them in so many other cities and it seems like people are so into it.
Yeah. I think it seems like pretty much every city has one except us.
Yeah.
But I was going to bring up a thing the other week. Like, it seems like there's so much going on, not necessarily in Fresno, but just in every city where, like, you almost don't need official beer week anymore. It's just like
every week.
So many events going on all the time. It's like, I kind of almost don't need it. Yeah. But it would be nice.
And I think that's probably true. I mean, we have seen enough events kind of bubble up here the last couple of years that more and more people are going to. So maybe that's people feel like,
and more of the breweries are doing stuff too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's, I mean, we're doing this show early on. It was like, if somebody had a tap takeover, we'd talk about like, did you see? Somebody's doing a tap takeover in town. We're like, whoa, a tap takeover. Right.
And now they're every other day. Yeah, it seems like someone's tap doing it.
Big deal.
Yeah. Can't make it.
Yeah. I've got Gilmore Girl to watch tonight. I can't go to that.
Is that true?
No.
I watched the new Gilmore
2 minutes of Gilmore Girl in my life, okay?
You're somehow still missing
I don't. Yeah. Somehow I don't believe it either. Somehow I believe Mike is secretly a fan.
There's no craft beer in that show either, so don't worry.
No.
No coffee. Coffee is in that show.
Oh, it's all about coffee. It's all coffee about, shop.
Lots of coffee.
Luke's. You didn't see when they released the thing, and then
Fresno did like
a bunch of coffee shops.
Luke's. Did one of the every local shop did a.
Not everyone.
No, I mean one at city.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we had
and people lined up, and it was a whole big deal.
I do that for 90210. I make over a peach pit for a burger place, and I make it look like a peach pit.
But I think coffee is taking over beer.
No.
I
got the vapors.
Coffee and beer.
Everywhere you turn, there.
Yeah, someone's doing a coffee infused beer.
That is a huge wave right now.
Which is so odd because remember when Drew Carey had the buzz beer?
Yes,
and everyone was like, "That's so weird." That would never. And yet here we are.
Here, thanks, Drew Carey.
Flavored beer.
Matt would be so proud. You dropped that reference right.
Yeah?
Now.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear it.
I will say the one thing about, like on rush day, I had quite a bit of beer and I was completely fine and was not like tired or, you know, this is during the day, earlier in the day. And later in the afternoon, usually if I'm having those and it's an IPA form, I'd be like, I'm like worthless. I'm like, stop talking to me, kid. Like, but I was like totally normal person the rest of the day. So
good to hear.
I think coffee.
It's a good balance.
Coffee beers are the way to go.
Yeah.
You know, if you want
to help you get through an all nighter
for day drinking.
Yeah, day drinking
and all night drinking.
So somebody needs to come with like a light coffee beer that I can drink just during the day.
Like, so
how much alcohol
Rogue
is in this?
Has one of the like coffee IPA or something, a coffee something.
Yeah.
There's only 7.2 in this.
I'll see.
It's not good though. I mean, it's okay, but it's not.
We have to have a rush hour light.
Rush hour.
I so, think the coffee works well with the darker, thicker beers.
Yeah.
Definitely not with the IPAs.
Yeah. Well, Nick, not liking coffee IPAs. Chocolate or coffee IPAs.
I'm a fan of Cafe Tamarack, though.
Oh, Cafe Tamarack. See, I don't, is very good.
I'm not a fan of Cafe Tamarack.
Have you had the Cafe? It's the Tamarack, but with coffee.
Really?
No, but I really don't like Tamarack, so. I don't like the style. It's not, there's nothing wrong with
like
how
Tamarack
they,
either. The, Cafe I, Tamarack, I enjoy.
Execution of the style of Tamarack is great, but I just do not,
what
I can't
that?
Do that style.
It's,
like, it's
amber.
Amber, yeah.
So I don't, I normally like it. But the Cafe Tamarack, I really
have you had it with pizza? Tamarack is a great,
great sure
pizza
I
beer.
Okay. I would agree.
Mm. Okay,
that's my go-to. Right. Yeah. Well, it was till me and Ed's put Ed's red on instead of Tamarack.
Oh, a little bitter. Somebody's a little bitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of travel and tap rooms, would you guys go to a Guinness tap room in the United States?
I saw that
because they're opening up one. Nobody cares to see. It's like, I guess. But it's way, it's going to be like in Rhode Island.
I would rather
or something.
Go to Ireland. And-
right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like,
much better.
See, that's the thing. I was like,
let's not be silly.
I think I'll wait till I go to Ireland.
Right.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
It's in Maryland.
That. It's that seems
that's
weird.
Going to me.
Yeah.
Well, you got to do a tap room. I think Budweiser is probably going to do a tap room now.
Hey, now that they have the commercial.
Yeah, have you seen the commercial? They did a complete 180.
So Budweiser, the
I almost
American.
Wanted to have a Budweiser at the end of the commercial. It's the first time Budweiser's done that to me.
The most American beer. So American that they renamed their beer America.
Yeah.
Has a commercial and it's all about refugees. And
well, it's about their founders from Germany. Right. So,
see, okay.
It's the founder story.
The yeah,
it's
the
immigrant,
the German
story. Sorry,
he's a German, right?
Yeah, he's German.
Yeah,
but yeah,
and he comes over to this country, and like it's very film, like film esque, like a movie trailer esque, like very legit.
Their Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, yeah, you got to go big, and yeah, at one point, his riverboat catches fire. And he's in the water, and the riverboat's burning out. And I just thought, did that really happen, or is that for the commercial? Like, did he have to escape a burning riverboat at some point? But no, it was like a very moving, good commercial, as opposed to what Budweiser has been doing, which is kicking the shit out of us beer geeks,
and then buying them up.
Ooh, yeah,
you don't like those Clydesdale commercials? Those
no, are, yeah. I see, mean, they have the two where styles.
Where
they have the
dog.
They have
the
very patriotic
then...
Clydesdale, like you almost tear up commercials, and then they have the beer geeks. You guys are assholes. Drink beer.
Yeah,
with the loud rock guitar.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some of those commercials.
Yeah, it's like
that's what the closed caption says: loud rock guitar.
Loud rock guitar. It is. So they have these two camps, but like this Budweiser commercial, like all the conservatives are like, it's liberal propaganda.
Right.
But they had to have done this before. Trump did the whole immigration thing because it's it's
mean,
like pro,
which
like,
goes to show
they shot that price 6-8 months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, Illuminati's controlling everything. Is that what you're saying? Am I finishing that sentence?
You're saying it's Smoking Man.
Yeah.
X-Files reference.
Right.
nice X-Files reference.
We have not had an X-Files reference.
Well, there you
show.
Go.
Good job. That just made me think because Bad Lipping. A new Bad Lip reading came out today about the NFL.
Oh, I haven't seen the NFL one.
he was referencing Skull. Like, and then Skull, he told there was totally an alien over there. And then Mueller's like, no, there's not.
Finally, a sport I can get into.
Oh, my God. Bad Lip reading and The Onion are my only things I need on it from the internet.
The Bad Lip Reading inauguration was just like spot on. And it was only so
was
good because it's like, that's that could actually be what
was
being
it was like
said.
To look a little too real. I was like, whoa, this is getting uncomfortable.
Oh, something.
See, we tangented away from the year. Nick's like, who's going to play the tangent bumper?
Last week we had no tangents.
Oh.
We have one.
We did?
Yeah.
We tangented it ourselves?
Yeah, we did.
Wow. We're awesome.
We did.
We are pros.
Okay. We're great. Well, I think unless you had something else, Nick.
Oh, just the ever famous get ready for your computer to go up in smoke and catch fire and curse your mother out because you did not get tickets to the Firestone Walker Beer Invitational.
Oh.
I mean, doesn't it sell out in like 6 seconds or something?
Yeah. Yeah, six is generous. Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. Like, I don't know anybody who's ever gotten tickets to go to that thing.
We do. Like, we know people.
Oh, but not you.
No.
And the guy lives in Paso Robles already. So it's like, really? Really?
Yeah.
The trick is apparently to have like as many browser windows open as you can. Just like, you know, buying concert tickets.
Right, right. That's the trick.
And then just be all boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, F5 is your friend, right?
Yeah.
That's the magic button.
Are there like secondary market resales?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, StubHub.
Like StubHub, yeah.
Got to pay.
That's another story idea. Man.
Boom.
We're getting them all here today.
Firestone, yeah. What else you need? What else? Yeah. Our voicemailers might come up with something, though, for you.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Are you guys ready for this? Does anyone need to leave? Because it's starting to get serious here. We're going to get into voicemails. I'm going to start getting deep in this show. You right?
I think I'm okay, but maybe soon.
All right.
Matter of fact, I need to go.
Yeah, Nick needs to go.
I'm like,
I need to go. Kathy's like, I can do it.
That's the question.
You can do it.
The train hasn't stopped, but the doors are conveniently open, and we're going slow enough.
We're going
to.
Okay. That's the point.
All right, you guys.
I feel like kind of don't want to miss what you're like saying right now, but
I regret that. I don't know, bro.
But maybe after
if you've listened to the show before and heard their voicemail, you would say differently.
I stayed for that.
You may need to down another beer, is what I'm saying.
Should we do one more?
Oh, yeah, 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line on the Perfect Pour.
This or that? Oh. Are we saving that?
Oh, it's Kat. Yeah, maybe before Kathy leaves, you probably should. Kathy might.
We got something else.
Another one. The first in the can to come to me. Let's see if you can guess.
Worth it. Worth staying around for another minute.
I really need it bored off on this show.
We need a producer.
Yep.
I love gold.
From Tioga Sequoia Brewing, first time in a can. I'm spilling it all over my show notes.
Great.
My top pour is on the notes. Tecumseh Imperial IPA from Tioga Sequoia. It's in a can.
In the can.
It's so beautiful in the can, I think. I feel like it's really... Why are you laughing?
I'm just taking it out of context. Taking your statement out of context.
I see. No, but I think they...
If you haven't noticed, we're 12 on this podcast. Yeah.
I think they did a really good job with the design.
You're a fan of the non-screen printed label.
See, that's how these labels now are they're the trend / cheap way to do it where... They buy these generic silver cans, and then they
self-label them. These are not pre-printed.
This is the stuff. So I almost. So I saw.
Oh, that's good.
I saw a post that they were selling these, and I almost went today to buy.
I bet there was a bit of a line for
to
that.
Buy a 4-pack because I was so excited. Because this is the beer for me.
Cool.
So okay, wait, remember.
Remember that story. We play a game. We'll do it one time. Maybe you guys already know. Probably not. Well, we know this is a double IPA, but we play an ABV game here and see if you can guess how many that percentage of alcohol this is. So just to help you out, a double is usually goes once it gets past 7.5,
8.9
in a double territory.
Josh is
going 8.9.
He's jumping in.
Nick,
both feet, 8.9. Ooh, I'm gonna go 10.6.
You're going big.
Yeah.
All right. Kathy, you have a guess on the alcohol?
11.
Oh, man. It is 10-8.
Whoa.
So, Price is Right rules. Nick is win with his 10-6 guess. Wow. But Kathy and Nick were the same percentage point away.
Wow.
This means that this is a dangerous beer for me because
he drinks that one can.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is what is this 4.2?
4.3.
Wow,
it doesn't.
That is a good 10-8.
No, they hit it well in this one.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't know.
Mm-mm. So
I don't know if it's because it's out of the can or if it's so fresh. That Matt says this is 30 hours old. So.
Wow.
Only 30 hours old.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
So the story is, and I think it's probably, I'm looking at this bottle up there of the Batch 250 from Titus Sequoia.
Yeah.
That I think I maybe shared that with you here in the studio one
maybe,
time.
Maybe, yeah.
And it was just sort of the best beer that I think I've ever had. And that Batch 250, if I'm not mistaken, is what became...
Yeah. You're right.
Tecumseh.
That is the pre-Tecumseh.
So it's
predecessor.
House of Pendragon did a Batch 250, and everyone was like, what's happening?
Right. So every time I saw the
landmark,
there,
bro.
Saw their Batch 250, I wondered the same thing. I was like, what's going on here?
Well, he used to be a brewer at Tioga.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think you just can't trademark Batch 250, so you can just use it.
Right. Well, it's the batch number, right?
Yeah. The 250th batch.
So this is very good anyway, this Tecumseh. Mm.
It's quite excellent. Mm-hmm. If you can trade for it, go ahead. Don't ask us because we're
hoarders.
Yeah, we hoard and we're too lazy to send out beer, but
so is this a big thing? Tell me, because I've seen this on the Central Valley Craft Beer Drinkers Facebook page. You see it all the time. People are like asking for stuff, and so is this trading thing big that people do sending?
Like, unfortunately, between the three of us, we're not traders, so we don't get to talk about it that much. Which I wish we could because. It's a big thing in craft beer and not, there isn't a podcast around it, which don't steal my, that's my idea for another beer craft podcast. Don't steal it. But, it's a big thing. We just, the three of us aren't into it.
Yeah.
And, people trade for the, like, I've been seeing, like, All the Mornings has been popping up in the trading market now. All the Mornings is becoming a thing and I think Rush Hour was like the first beer that started getting out into the trading market, you know, where people outside of Fresno were like, Rush Hour from they always say Tioga.
Tioga, right.
And they're like, from Fresno. Okay. Well, I'll try it. And so it's, that's another exciting thing about what Tioga is doing is where they've got Fresno's name out there now as people trade for Tioga beers now
I
have a bone to pick with that.
Oh,
they started out by saying they were from the San Joaquin Valley, and now they're all Fresno.
Yeah, that's right. Correct.
Are they Fresnos? I don't say Fresno. I say Fresnos.
Speaking of the, have you guys talked about the Fresnos Festival?
We have not because. Matt was on, there was
Thursday,
the lineup
announced
wasn't announced.
On Thursday. Do you want to
go ahead? Joshua
Take T, it away, Josh.
Music writer for a local paper of note, the Fresno Bee.
And give us some weather while you're at it.
Yeah. I don't know that.
And why aren't my sports scores updated in the morning?
How's my stocks doing today, Josh?
They're updated online.
No. I want it in my paper.
I can see Mike walking in with the newspaper in his hand. These are not updating.
Hey!
I haven't seen you.
I don't know. I don't know what the Suns did last night. I don't know if they won or not. It says late on the score here. What's happening?
What? Words are not changing.
Hey!
So mad.
I keep pulling down this paper, trying to refresh it. And nothing's happening.
It sounds like this.
So
maybe now.
Penny, the paper's broke.
I close it, I open it. It's the same words.
You need to download the app.
Oh, yeah. Do you have that? The
app?
Yeah.
App. I don't know what
that There's is. An app for that.
Oh. Untap.
So there is. I checked in.
Oh,
I
know. Oh, Josh O'Tee is on Untap.
Yeah. Yay.
So Fresh Yes Fest is Tiger Sequoia's annual music festival / good time party.
Good time party.
So this year,
all the bros can come to Tug and feel okay.
Yeah. And it's a local, so local music.
You get a free
music,
light bar with your entry.
Wow. So it's
free
a
light bar upgrade.
It's a local music festival, so they always just bring in local acts and they try to do like the best local acts.
Music festival.
Yeah.
Sounds
Who
dumb.
Would have thunk? So this year they put together a really. So usually they have like two or three bands, but this year they actually went kind of all out, and I'm going to pull up so I don't forget anyone. Strange Vine is going to be headlining, and everyone's super excited about
Clifton
that.
Will be there.
John Clifton with his blues, John Clifton Blues Band. There is Amorette, who I am a huge fan of, and I think they're really good. Stone Shiver, who is like probably
rock bro,
the best of those rock bands that is still playing. This band called The Box, who is their cover band. They do R&B covers. They actually play at Fulton 55. They do this live band karaoke. So they've done it like four or five months.
Vaguely heard of this. Yeah.
And apparently it's super popular. Cool. And they have every month that they do it. If you have a song that they don't know, they'll learn it for the next time, hopefully.
Whoa,
so they have a they have a pretty big grouping
they're
of
like
songs.
Paul Schaefer, so, the E Street.
Is this in reference to the antiquated video request channel from the
kind of yeah
analog TV
channel 33?
Right, 34. Right. It's The Box where right. You know, you used to watch Baby Got
you
Back.
You call or, in and punch in your request, and your name would scroll across the bottom of the screen.
They play Danzig's Mother like on repeat. Right?
Right.
For like all of 1994 or whatever. Yeah. That
Oh, box. I missed it. Oh, it's only 3 minutes. 3 minutes till it's on again.
So, yeah. So, it is that box. Anyway, so they'll be playing. And then DJ Jess, who I don't really know much about, but he is a DJ. He's also a radio guy. He's on 99.3 Now FM, which used to be whatever
they did a little,
it used to be.
Little it's, station used to be identification.
It's the Kino changeover.
It's KJOL now.
It's
right?
it's what was KJOL. KJOL moved to the other channel.
Yeah, we don't know that stuff on here on the internet. We don't change
right,
anything.
Got it. They switched around.
Anyway, mm-hmm. so he's the afternoon guy there, but he's also like a turntablist, a mixologist.
Does he see Miggy in the morning when he like comes to work?
He probably does. He probably he takes over for me.
He's like, "Whoa, Miggy!"
Anyway, so that's the lineup. I think that's a pretty solid lineup. I think it's going to be
it's a good time. It's always a good time
for local bands. I think those are probably some of the best, if not most popular local
bands.
I like to
get a beer and find a corner and then like make there. Fun of like the North Fresno people that right, show
right.
up.
And get there early so you don't have to stand in line.
Oh, yeah,
for,
the line was so yeah. crazy last year.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You were getting there just as I was leaving, right? And you guys
we got there before it got too long. Yeah. So, but even when we were there a long time. And even when I left, it was like all the way down the street.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's crazy.
When Fresno hears about of a scene, when you match a good event with scene people,
right,
mm-hmm. it gets blows crazy. Up, blows up,
especially or open a new restaurant.
Yeah, one of those two things.
Or a Krispy Kreme.
All of a sudden, you're like, whoa.
And the food.
Or a Garth Brooks show.
Oh yeah, yeah. The food trucks.
4 nights of Garth. Oh,
because last year, you know, they had a huge amount of food trucks. So mm-hmm. I think they're actually pairing.
They close off.
They're pairing back the food trucks a little bit this year, so they'll have like less food trucks, but you know, so yeah,
more room to dance. Hopefully,
yeah. I think it's gonna be. I know it will be a huge, you know, huge event.
Matt will be working 16 hours that day,
right,
and
I'm
we'll
sure.
be
more.
We'll die at the end of it, probably.
I was going to see if
I know. I wonder.
Yeah, well, so they
he's
had
not
like,
here for us to grill because we've been like, trying to get like, find out what the beer lineup.
He's the man the, man the grill
lineup?
Too.
I was trying to find out if they if they had a beer lineup.
Oh yeah, what's because they always release something special.
Yeah, last year they did the strawberry blonde.
They always throw us beer geeks a bone like yeah here.
Yeah, so I was, we're like curious. We're like trying to get them.
So if you see him,
yeah,
yeah,
I saw him earlier in my driveway, but
anyway,
he's not here now.
There you go.
I see you.
Okay. Drop that beer off.
Put the beer down.
Put it down.
Walk away.
Back away slowly.
All right. Well, voicemails.
Voicemails.
You want to stick around for this, Kathy? Come on.
Yep. Her face said it all.
It's all here.
Voicemail.
Hello, the Perfect Four. It is your new unchecked friend, the Beer Pope. Please ignore my last few words, it was terrible. I appreciate the shout-out last week. I am currently calling you from my Popomobile. I do not have anything on draft in here, though, because that would be very, very bad. Just wanted to give you guys a shout-out. Love the show. And Mikey, I can't wait to see you at the Slow Craft Beer Festival, considering I am a Slow resident and hope to see you there Friday night. Cheers, boys.
I'll be there.
Continue the good work.
Ooh, continue the good work.
Is that his real
beer pope? That was the Pope.
Is that his real...
The beer
like,
pope.
That's that the beer his... pope.
Yeah.
Is the beer pope, is he like the captain?
Well, his hat is bigger, so...
Right. So I guess,
but yes.
Okay.
But yes. Huh. And he's in a glass case of emotion.
He's not as important as a captain.
Okay. Hey, guys! Can you hear me?
Scotty B!
Hey, part of last week, it's just, sometimes I get, I bumble on my words.
Oh, he got pissed and hung up last week.
Like, I was trying to say, I will not, and I started to say won't, and I'm like, I will not, and I'm like, oh, shit, and then I was changing it to I do not, and I started to say I don't, and it kind of got mixed up, I don't so,
Kathy,
not,
I'll edit you, Scotty B.
Man, it was really frustrating. It really, really made me angry and upset, and I couldn't go on.
What about the beer, Sky B?
I had to just give up, and after all that, I totally forgot what I was fucking talking about. The only thing I could think of what it may have been about, and I'll try not to get frustrated and get my words jumbled up, is I wouldn't, that's better, I wouldn't
come on, try Sky to, B.
I wouldn't like beer snob out on somebody and discourage them from getting into beer because, you know, I've seen it happen. I've seen people act too big for the britches, act like they're freaking know-it-alls about beer, and it's really a turnoff for people who don't, you know, they're just barely discovering craft beer and indie beer. And to act like, you know, stick looking down your nose at them, that's fucking stupid. I understand that there's always going to be people who want to be the hipstery type. Like, they're into something that not everybody's into.
Everybody wants to be as cool as Sky B. Let's face it.
A better person or something stupid like that. I get that. They're very, you know, look at me. I'm different. Because you drink beer that people don't drink.
Look at me.
Fuck you. I want people. I want more people to enjoy it. I do. More people, the better. More people, the better. So I think that's what I was going to say, but I really got like all flustered and shit with the woe not and the donut. And, whew. I tell you, sometimes.
It's got to be.
Well, anyway, that's about all I got to say, except for keep up great work. And I was driving, but I just pulled up to the bank. I'm parked now, so. Guess I'm not really driving.
Good luck with that, Scott.
Anyway, take care.
Our guests are perplexed by our drums.
Hello, I love it. It is me, your untapped friend.
Oh, that was like a... Oh, he did it.
Oh, double.
He did it.
He called again?
He didn't like his first version, so he did a second version. So never mind that.
I think Scotty B's going to be a fan of this beer at Ford.
Oh yeah! Deal. It seems like that would be right
kinda
up the alley.
Was his sentiment,
Scotty,
right?
Someone should call Scotty B. Check it out, Scotty.
Scotty's going to say, you know what, Chief?
You know what, Chief?
Hey, boys, it's Florida Steve. How you guys doing? Hey.
I just had your highlight.
I got a real kick out of the YouTube video of you unboxing it.
We unboxed Florida Steve's beer on our YouTube channel.
Brown ale that you guys got. It is pronounced Maduro.
Maduro.
Brown ale. Oh. You got to say it with a little bit of a Spanish
Maduro.
And,
Maduro.
Maduro.
Connotation. Yeah, Maduro.
Maduro?
Maduro brown ale.
Maduro?
Maduro.
It's actually a cigar reference.
Mudaro.
Cigar City is it? Cigar. The actual brewery is very close to the old cigar making district in Tampa. But anyway, some good news. Speaking of Cigar City, I am going to be in Tampa, and specifically going to be
there's a Frizzle, ex Frizzle B guy in Tampa.
Cigar City in person. I cannot wait, and. I'm probably also going to hit Copper Tail while I'm there, too, and maybe another nearby brewery. I'm sure there's one or two that are nearby. I got to check out my Untappd and see what's close by. But me and my wife are going to be spending a couple nights in Orlando, and then we're going to head over to Tampa for a day and a night, and we're going to do some brewery hopping while we're over there. So see what I try. See what they got, and I'll call back at, about what I tried over there, what they have in tap room only and all that. So, all right, guys. Cheers. Thanks for the stickers, and keep up the good work, boys. Bye.
Play it every time.
Keep the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
The most thing I've about the keep up the good work soundbite is like, I hear that on other shows, you know, people that basically, you know, it's such a common thing to say when you're emailing somebody or leaving an iTunes review. And so every time they say it, I'm like, all I think of is the perfect bar when I hear, keep up the good work.
Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. That's my favorite thing.
Paul's drops are infectious.
Paul is, I can't thank Paul enough. But Florida Steve. We're now having the Maduro.
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 It's like.
Hey, it's a Maduro. It's a brown. It's a.
We also had this on brown. On Dorktown.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that where my other
Steve,
beer went?
I hope that's okay.
I kind of feel like brown is my least favorite of the beers.
Least
favorite. It's my middle. It's middle of the road.
Oh, then the
you Gouda? Like it better
well,
than
the
oak.
Brewery, right?
The beer that sat on oak.
Than the highlight. Yeah, it's better than the highlight.
Oh
wow! But beer. That's
this is a good brown.
That's apples and oranges. I mean, I know it's all still fruit, but
sure.
Well,
this is a good brown.
I think
maybe
I
if you put some Windex on it. Nobody.
Yeah, my big fat gray way.
Oh right.
Crazy! I'm getting crazy stares right now.
I got it. You're
put
fine.
Some Windex.
Orale, the perfect pour, eh? Guess who?
Chew your beer
here. Orale, check it out. Hey, I got a question. That's it. Check it out.
What's up?
Last week's episode, you guys were talking about like Nick, man, was hanging out with like Zach and Scotty B over at Pine and Palm with Roger.
He's in the inner circle.
Well, yeah. Mainly to Nick. And then, Mikey, you can add on to it, eh? Nick, does Mikey not get invited to these, like, really cool, you know, hangouts, eh? Because, like, to hang out with those people I just mentioned, it's like golden god status, eh? Like, it's like what the Perfect Four is all about. So, you know, do you not call Mikey? Is that the issue? Or is it that Mikey is over the age of 40?
Mikey, no,
I
don't know it can't
if
be.
I'm correct or not, but... It seems like that's the direction we're going, Holmes.
I did go to Star Wars A New Hope when it was out in the theaters.
Mikey, can you answer that
or
question?
Did you?
Or did
it? Like, are you getting invitations to these, like, cool hangouts, man? It's like, Charlie Holmes, like, fuck. Like,
don't
I would give,
Mikey.
Like, one of my kids, that's it, to be able to hang out with these fools like that. You know, like, I got
a few
kids, so I could spare a couple. But you know, Nick, are you not calling my boy Mikey? And Mikey,
yeah,
are you like too cool to hang out with these
no,
things,
or no.
are you just not cool enough to hang out with
yep.
these
Oh, man.
There it is.
That's a question for you guys.
My boy Chew.
A great beer that I had this week was a, shit, what was the name of it?
That's Ora a terrible beer.
Nesse,
I would not drink that.
Fucking aged in the rot whiskey barrels, eh?
Rottweiler
that
barrels?
Was amazing. It kicked my ass, Holmes. I don't remember what happened.
Don't sit in on oak.
I like with pretzels on me, too, eh? It was one of those nights, eh? Kind of like Bell's. Other than that, Holmes, this is Chew Your Beer, and just glad it stopped raining, Holmes. This is awesome. Early, I can watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out.
Peace out.
Kathy's so, like, what's happening?
So I think what it is Mikey is like a ghost. He doesn't exist outside the studio.
I could see that. I could see that.
It's like a ghost ship. Like he's tied to the studio.
I use up all my cool bro hanging out credit for the podcast. So once the weekend comes around, I have like all my, I have to work, get all, you know, get all my credit back.
Sometimes he exists in Skype.
So. Well, yeah, but his soul is, right, is right, located.
It's in the, right. It's in the internet. I'm like from
Ichabod Crane?
No. From that 80s show, where he was
Max
just,
Headroom?
Yes, thank you, Max. Nick. Max Headroom. He is laughing. I'm so, like Max Headroom.
So this headless.
Headless I was Headroom.
Yeah,
the headless Headroom. I was thinking the same thing.
Now we see who the real old people are. Mike's older than me, but still. Yeah, Max Headroom, right.
So I was thinking just, that so, TV show that was right, just on.
Right, I am right. the podcast of podcasting. I'm the Max Headroom. I just show up on podcasts.
We can never replace this router, because if this right. if this yeah. gateway ever goes yeah. down, we'll lose Mike.
He's just a voice.
Don't unplug. Don't unplug.
Do not unplug at any cost.
No, Nick knows, like, I'm not going to bother inviting Mikey because I know he's not going to go, kind of thing. So I guess it would be more, more on the side of...
Why torture him in knowing he's missing out?
Right. Right. Yeah, it's like...
Just tell him about it later.
Yeah.
That's what Binkoff's for.
I'm going. Like, if I want to go, I could just put it out there and just say, hey, Nick, uh-huh. if you're going over to Zach's, let me know. I'll go with you. So I feel like I can do that, but...
We could go right now.
You want to do it right now? We'll go right now.
Text me right now. We'll go right now.
I know Reggie 559 doesn't live too far from Zach, so
there you go.
He's over off Grantland.
Interesting.
Yeah. One of my untapped friends.
Yeah, Reggie 559.
I have friend a few, but
yeah. Friend and fellow Alice in Chains fanatic.
Oh. I think maybe.
What are they treating you here? Yeah, what's up, Perfect Four? Vatos Locals Forever, eh? Check it out, eh?
I got another Locals question. Forever.
Just pondering, I say, like, I kind of like dealing with this shit right now, Holmes.
All right,
like,
let's help out
with
you.
With my hyena, I say. So check it out, eh? This question is for everybody, if you're for your, you know, for your significant other, your hyena, your vato, your side chick, your side milf or whatever, or your gilf. Check it out, Holmes.
No.
Like for instance, no. Holmes, like my hyena, right? She loves me. I love her back. Okay? She's like my road dog, Holmes. She's like right shocking with me, you know, 100%. But when it comes to me, like going to breweries and stuff, she don't trip all the time, Holmes. But sometimes she does, eh? And you know,
I hear that. I hear
you
that.
Know, like knocking her back in her place. Hey, I don't do that shit no more. Hey, eh? That was like when we dated. Now that we're married, Holmes. I kind of like respect her, you know.
Kind
of. I'm kidding, Holmes. I love my chick, hey. But here's a question: like, for instance, a lot of you guys out there, you guys have the opportunity, Holmes, to like to hit breweries like constantly, eh? Like every fucking week at Holmes, and I get jealous, eh? Because I want to do that, eh? But I can't because I got like a fleet of kids that I gotta feed and shit. But my question is like, how do you deal with it, and how does your hyena deal with it, or your vato? You know, for the ladies that are listening to the show, eh? You know, how does your ruco deal with it? You know, are they
ruco.
Cool with it? Do they fucking trip? You know, like my hyena's cool with it.
Stop tripping, ruco!
Like, you know, like, you already went, so, like, why do you want to go again? Like, you know, like, you already went.
I've only had one beer, Ruko.
It's cool, but leave me alone. Every fucking weekend? And I'm like, because every fucking weekend's a different place, eh? You know, it's like that, eh? It's like, I'm not gonna, you know, hook up with the Heine, Holmes. I'm there, like, to hook up with beer, totally. But, you know, like,
that's all we got.
Check it out, Holmes. I sound like a fucking valley boy, eh? Like, with too many likes. Totally, Mikey, they're hanging out with you.
Listen to us too much, Jew.
Or you guys just fucking throw your hands in the air and just say, ah, fuck it. Just put me down in misery. Like my Heine,
just
cool.
Shoot me, honey.
She don't trip. So, but I'm kind of trying to get information, Holmes. Like, how can I do it, like, every week? Like, some of you motherfuckers. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. What are they? But that's a question. Like, how do you deal with it with your
partner? Those guys
your
are partner, single. Home?
Like, how does it happen? How do you make it happen? Or how do you don't make it happen? You know, fuck it. What are they? It's true, your beer, and hopefully I get some information so I can use it in my life. Finally, peace out.
So he can't understand why Mikey doesn't go out.
Yeah. he just laid it out in the past couple minutes.
Okay. So step one, my wife asked, do they have something I could drink there? And I'm like, yes. And we're going. Both of us go. And it's like, if they don't have something for her to drink, she's like, I'll see you later. Don't get in trouble.
I'm taking the car away. Yeah. Figure out how you're going to get home.
Yeah. So I would recommend finding places that have something for both of you to drink.
That's a good one.
Idea. And if your significant other isn't into craft beer,
then hopefully they have a cider or a framboise or a wine.
Or maybe you should rethink your relationships.
Well, yeah.
Or
I don't really know.
I don't know. You just discover other stuff. Right, like, right. I mean, you know, we'll do beer and something else. Mm. You know, I mean, some of the breweries, like when I go, I don't love everything they have, but I mean, there's usually always something I'm willing to try.
Nice.
And I think it's fun just to explore. And I think if you make it about the adventure and exploration, and you know, you kind of do it as a partnership, and you just make it about having fun together. Why not?
Yeah,
that's the best advice.
Yeah,
I hope that helps. Hope that helps too. I think it sounds like I'm in my own way, like Chew. Yeah. That what producer Becky likes, I've gotten her to where she likes beer. And likes good, you know, craft beer, but she's not a geek. And there's a difference between liking something and being a geek about it. Whereas if we go somewhere, I would be completely content to just be brewery hopping all day from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. and just be, and would not need to do anything else and be completely content. There's no way that's going to fly with, you know, I mean. So
she's not geek level. Like
no. That. So yeah. You have to, like, I think kind of what Kathy's saying, you have to compromise. You have to just like, all right, well, let's find a good place that has food and has beer.
And yeah.
And that kind of thing. And then once in a while, do your complete, like, okay, honey, you have your day today. Go do your beer nerd stuff all day. I'm going to be here with the kid. And so you just have that kind of mix of, once in a while you get off on your own and and let loose. And the other times you kind of, you actually have to think about the other person, the stupid marriage thing where you got to think about your partner and stuff. Damn it. But that's the whole key is you have to, each person has to think about the other person and find the balance. But once in a while, if you're a nerd about something, you have to go hang out with fellow nerds.
Yeah. You can't miss an opportunity.
Yeah. Once in a while. And, it's all balance. It's a crazy balance.
I see that in, I do Aikido and, a lot of people who have, relationships with wives, girlfriends, the same thing. How can you go do this every night?
It's true. It's with anything.
Yeah, it's whatever you're like.
People who are runners, or you know, my husband's a cyclist, and he like rides his bike for hours on end. Like, okay. I mean, I'll go for like a while, but I don't want to go.
Dude, I need to go home.
Like, went on one really long ride one day, and I was like, hey, did that, not doing it again. You know, like, I mean, I have kind of my limit, and he knows that, but he's willing, like, to go shorter distance so that we can go do it together, and I'll still have fun, and he still gets to go.
Yeah.
You know, yep. So, I mean, I think it's like that with any interest. You got to find kind of the balance, and then if there's a time where you really want to go and be on your own, and you kind of earn your time to go do that by making the other person. Yeah.
Gotta build up credit.
That was a good one. That was a good call.
Look at you starting off nice conversations.
Hey boys, Fontana Jim, stuck in traffic driving home. Nice. Got a quick question this week since the Super Bowl is coming on up.
The what?
I'm wondering, what do you guys think
big game
of the good recos as far as beer for a Super Bowl party? Now, I'm thinking something easy going because you don't want a bunch of drunk fools throwing up all over your house.
That sounds like something
choosing. Something
you want a bunch of drunk fools.
Preferably in cans. My initial thoughts are maybe Founders All Day IPA.
Yeah.
Because that's coming in at their 15-pack. And then, Mikey, I think this is also your perfect opportunity to go ahead and pick up that Sam Adams box of Rebels. Because you know you won't be stuck with all 12 of them yourself. You can kind of pick and choose just the ones you want to try. Maybe even split a couple out.
Don't try any of them, Fontaine.
Hold on to your dignity and all. Plus, you know, you owe it to the perfect podcast, Perfect Four podcast fans, because you're going to have to compare the current formula and the new formula. You can't go bash a new Coke if you never tried Coke Classic. So that's my two bits for right now. I might call later today. I don't know. I'm doing my normal late week call in. See you guys later. And keep up the good work, guys.
We'll try.
So he wants a Pepsi challenge, huh?
I can't do that. Rebel IPA. Can't. There's nothing to challenge.
Good work, guys.
My favorite Super Bowl beer is the one outside on the patio, away from the TV and the ice chest.
You're not a sports baller.
No, I'll wait for the commercials.
That's kind of a funny, good question, though. Like, what kind of beer do you bring to a Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
It's like, do you bring, like, PBR, the beer that you really like, or do you just bring, like, cheap?
For me, it's similar.
So it depends on. I think it goes
a really long time.
It depends on what kind of person you are.
You gotta know your audience, I guess.
The stuff you like, and then just kind of not like set it aside.
Ooh, secret ice chest.
Secret ice chest.
Yes. That's a thing.
And or bring stuff for. Here's for everyone.
Hey, where'd you get that?
This one's mine.
Oh, that was the last one.
It all depends on my. Let's just say I have money in my pocket and I have time before the said event.
Okay.
I'm gonna buy a six pack of something I for sure want to be drinking.
Okay.
And then I'll buy at least a six pack, if not more, of something else.
Decoy.
I think a decoy. Yes, the decoy will not be like, oh, but like, it will still be a beer I like.
Okay.
Still be a craft beer.
Sierra Nevada.
Maybe. Nah, a variety pack. Right. Sierra Nevada variety pack is nice to bring.
Yeah.
Actually, those work well.
Okay.
But it'll still be a beer I will like, but also I won't be bothered by everyone. I will expecting everyone else to drink.
So it's not going to be the Rebel IPA variety. No.
There's a moratorium on that.
I've done this on Thanksgiving because we always host Thanksgiving and Easter and freaking Christmas. We're always hosting freaking the family. So. But because we got the kids, so everybody wants to be around the kid. But I don't completely accommodate. I don't buy, like, if I know said uncle or said cousin likes this particular beer, I won't buy that particular beer. I'll buy a craft version of that beer, and then because they won't bring beer, and they'll be forced to drink the beer I have laid out for them, mm-hmm. so they don't have any choice in the matter. But it's still, I'm not giving them the beer. I'm not making them drink a double IPA when they don't like IPAs. Like, this is all you got to drink. I still adjust to them but I'm still buying
within the
still buying within the craft realm. Okay. There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like bringing barley wine and watching everybody cringe.
My Super Bowl party, so it's just like Corona.
Just Corona.
Corona.
Corona's kind of a no-brainer. You can't go wrong.
Corona sort of gets a pass because it's the summer, like,
put a
beachy,
lime in it.
Like, yeah.
Put a shrimp in it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's situational.
Tapatio. Yeah, it's the ultimate situational beer.
Yeah. We got two more voicemails.
Man.
You're still here, Kathy. It's okay.
Hello, boys. Perfect Pour podcast field correspondent Fontana Jim here with another installment of
Fontana's back.
Beer's never coming to Fresno.
Oh, yeah?
Could you guess the container size?
That 12. Was 15.
15.
Everyone who guessed 16-ounce can, that would be true. You are a winner. First nose flyby.
He's taking an aroma.
Stealing the aroma.
Light floral smells. Maybe a little bit of citrus. Now, what are we tasting?
Sounds Portlandy.
Oh, I forgot. I got the top pour. Let me pass it around the podcast table from me to
damn it
to me.
I don't want the middle pour.
Mmm, that's drinking mighty fine.
This is what listening to our sound the podcast sounds like.
For wow,
we're awesome.
ABV game. One, two, higher.
See, I know our podcast sucks. No. This is terrible.
We should just start reading directly off the copy.
7 point. It was. And for those of you counting, this is a vegan
show
beer.
Is terrible.
What the vegan?
Modern Times. Goblet Rock. Never coming to Fresno.
Ah!
Oh. Keep the good work, guys.
Damn it.
Is it never coming
to Fresno? Oh, yeah? We know Tony Bags.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Will that get
us
in the
door?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And the final voicemail of the episode comes
if it's not Scotty B again.
Perfect Pour podcast. This is Beer to Brewery.
It's Matt.
How is it going? I hope that the four of you are having fun this evening.
How do you know there's four of us?
Topics up. Things that get, just smashed. World's blown. I dropped
come
off.
Come up with the tangent, Nick. Hurry.
Cans. I hope you got to those. If you didn't,
can we get a price check on the tater tots,
he was there,
please?
I would have dropped him off. Beat him up if he doesn't give him up.
I gave him up.
You down, or deserts you. I hope to be back next week. Things are looking good. I just finished a Panic IPA shower beer.
Wait a minute.
He's not supposed to drink beer.
Yeah.
Totally not taking a vacation. Totally not in Hawaii. I know reports have said otherwise, but
Matt's in Hawaii.
Got to get ready for 2017. That's my goal. New year.
Got to get fresh and feeling good.
He's late.
Cheers to everybody out there.
I was going to say
he knows it's good. February now, right?
He's pregnant. He's a week late.
So hopefully they will continue popping up on our social media. All right, gentlemen, have fun. See you next week.
I think we all missed that. Completely missed that call because we were.
Because we're typically tangenting poor Matt.
Keep up the good work. You missed
Thank you. Beer Brewer will be back next week. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. He'll be back.
She called me up.
He's dealing with stuff, man. He wants to make himself fresh for the podcast. That's an original song for the Perfect Pour.
That's beautiful.
Josh.
You got some beautiful music here.
Do you? Yeah, we didn't. Oh, man.
He hasn't heard Ben Cut yet, has he?
We didn't have a report from.
Oh, BevMo.
Paul. Paul's our resident musician that writes all our stuff.
Okay.
Like, I think Josh and Paul should have, like, do a set together at.
I think they should do a Battle of the Bands.
Because Josh has an acoustic band, too.
I do. It's just me.
Josh has all the acoustic bands, too. Yeah. I think at maybe downtown at Tokyo Garden. And Paul.
Do it.
Imagine that. Paul and Josh.
They had an open mic tonight. They do a Wednesday open mic night down there now. So
next,
maybe we can get
Wednesday,
down there.
Wednesday open mic night.
Tell Paul.
How will we correlate that with the show?
Yeah.
We'd have to record on a Tuesday, and then Paul would come down to open mic
You could just record there and drink.
Yeah, we could record it in there. It's a good idea. But yeah, would he let us bring beer in there?
I don't know.
Tommy and Toshi? they only have one kind, like four different kinds of beer.
Right.
Yeah.
They actually have, about four. Well, so they have,
you know, like, no way. They actually, no, it's
they have four. The Asahi and the Kirin Ichiban and the,
I've had it.
What's Asahi. The other one? Anyway, so they have those. But then, you know, they have the random, I think they have Heineken. I think they have Corona. I think they have,
I almost did a spit take there.
I'm not going to order a Heineken at Tokyo.
I think I maybe have seen a Blue Moon there or something randomly.
Oh my God. No, you haven't.
Yeah, I think they have them setting up on top of the refrigerator.
Like a trophy beer. One time a guy brought in Blue Moon. Look at that.
Like if you order it, that's the one he grabs is the display beer off the shelf from 3 years ago.
He's like, oh, I have a Blue Moon. He's like, that's right there. Oh, okay.
but then what will be on my show?
If you get anything other than Kirin or Asahi,
he's gonna move on. He's just gonna leave.
Or a Singapore Sling. You know, those are like your three.
Yeah,
you can ask for other stuff.
But. You can, but
yeah,
they do have the coolest Crown Royal clock on the.
Yeah, check in with Kathy.
A little sleepy.
Yeah.
All right. Are you sticking with this? You gonna stick with this alone? For one more second?
What's one more second?
No, it's a segment. Another segment. Got a couple more. Two, three more segments.
One more segment can work.
All right. I'm just checking. I want to be one for our guests.
One more.
One. All right. Just one more, man.
What is it? I know. Looking out for. Oh. Looking out for me.
Oh. Josh gave that a solid O.
Another original, Josh.
Is it really an original?
Well, I mean,
what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say it sounds. Is that the final countdown?
Whether or not that's original.
But it's great. No, it's great. It's good.
Right.
Okay.
As long as that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, some beer releases to look out for that we are looking out for and we think maybe you should look out for too. Is there any beer that you haven't had, Josh, that you want to have? Like, is there a beer out there you're like, oh, I heard about that beer. Never had that beer.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Kathy?
I mean, you know, the Russian River, the younger.
Pliny the Younger.
So that would be one. But, like, I don't want to go through whatever you have to go through to get it, so. But that would be one, yeah.
So if it came to you.
You have a Santa Rosa connection. I think
I'm going to be up there this weekend. I don't want to have to deal with that.
My advice for Pliny the Younger, by the way, if you go for Pliny the Younger, you're a poor listener. Make sure to call in or something. Tell us about it.
But it's soon, right? It's this weekend and next weekend, right?
Yeah.
Starts on this weekend and then runs through the next 2 weeks.
Yeah,
or
I think you're right. They only have a certain allotment every day for 2 weeks. And once it runs out for that day, then it's over. Doesn't matter if you come in, it's out. We have gone a couple times late. And it rolled the dice and went late, like 9 o'clock at night, and only had to wait an hour. Got in an hour, still had the Younger. So just saying, you don't always have to wait all morning long and wait 8 hours. Sometimes you can just sneak in right at the end for an hour and boom, get in there. Something you can do. Just so you know, next time you're if you're in Santa Rosa during this, do it during the week.
Worth the gamble.
Yeah,
huh?
During the week. So late at night. I talked to a guy who goes every year. He said Monday.
Monday's the day to go. All right.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of advice from the Perfect Pour.
So I want to try this Nitro Merlin Milk Stout. That's this milk and cookies thing.
Ah.
Because I'm like those milk stouts. They're really good. So
Nitro Merlin, though.
So that's the Firestone.
Has that Milk and Cookies, that's been out before, right?
I think Kunisama did one.
Right, but is this a new one? A new version of the beer?
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's a Nitro.
Yeah.
I think it is because it, yeah.
This is anyway. The 2017.
But they've done the Milk and Cookies before, but I think it's a different beer this time.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Cool.
That's a good looking.
Who's hosting that?
There's a bunch of them.
Who's the first one?
The first one. Let me look.
Is that Rocket Dog? Is that what we're
saying? Is that Rocket Dog on tomorrow or Thursday?
Thursday. So that's already passed.
Darn it.
Okay, then the next one's going to be at Kunisama.
Kunisama
on the February 8th.
February 8th.
There you go. Okay.
There's a whole list all the way through
Available
March.
At FresnoBee.com/beer.
Ah.
You can see the story.
Through March 30th.
Oh,
there's
wow.
a bunch of events. Hey. All over different restaurants all over Fresno. Okay.
That's quite a
risk. And Visalia. And Visalia.
Yes. Take that IPA, guys. We still have stout season.
Boo.
Yes.
Come on, spring. Speaking of IPAs, Stone Brewing's Tangerine Express. It's in a 22-ounce 6.7 IPA. Mosaic Centennial Sterling Azaka. It's pineapple and tangerine notes.
All right.
Ready for that, Nick?
I trust you.
I don't know. I'm just looking out for it.
You find Paul, a Madeira, probably.
What Paul was talking about, the hop shovel from Bear Republic, the six packs. I'm going to look out for that six pack. There's also the Cafe Racer, which I'm not so sure about Cafe Racer, but it's their double IPA. Ooh, those are in six packs as well.
Nice.
That's a personal beer fest right there.
There it is.
Six pack of those.
Man, so bombers really are going away.
I don't know.
That's weird.
There's more six packs, man.
Sixers.
Are
we going to get, I can't wait till Craft Beer gets in the suitcases where you get like a 30 pack of Stone IPA.
Yeah. Finally, I can have enough for
a decent Sunday.
Yeah. Finally, I don't have to go back to the liquor store.
Finally, I have enough to get myself to sleep. Yeah,
this might get me through the night. I might see you later.
Oh, man.
This is what I usually tell the guy.
That'll be 105.75, sir.
On a Saturday or Sunday, I go in a fig tree and I'm like, I'll probably see you later.
I'll see you in a couple of hours.
I'll probably see you a little bit later.
You're still up and late?
Good. Yeah, I do. Like, how long are you going to be here? Like, oh, I'll be here until 12. Okay, I'll probably see you later.
Yeah.
This, you might like this one, Kathy, from Vail Brewing Company called Hornswoggler. It is a milk stout, Oreo cookie milk stout.
Oh. Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. Getting a lot of buzz. I don't know where Vail Brewing Company is, though.
I would guess it's Colorado.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I don't know.
Geography nerd.
So, Tioga, they did that. Did they do an Oreo one?
Tioga?
No, they haven't done
an Oreo one. They have this oatmeal. More.
They never did the, when they did their one. Milk Stout Day, they didn't
Matt?
No.
Okay. Well,
Matt, silence means no.
Matt's on his phone. He's not talking to us. Modern Times, Triton Project. A lush tropical IPA with lupulin.
Less tropical?
No, lush.
Lush.
7.3. It's a new, I think that's a new Modern Times beer.
Yeah.
Triton Project. So King hopefully Triton. We see it. I think we've been missing on some Modern Times here.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some seasonal monthly beers that we've missed on. I'm a little frustrated.
You're not happy about
seems
this,
distressed.
Huh?
My Modern Times distribution. I still haven't seen Just Outstanding from Kern River in cans in town.
Ah.
I know it's me. It's as far south as Visalia, but I've not seen it in Fresno
right now. Yeah, Jake was teasing us with some photos from Bakersfield.
Yeah, Jake's soaked
so it hasn't, the it hasn't
South
got
Valley
up
guy.
Yet, huh?
South Valley Tioga Rip.
So, yeah, still looking out for that. Beechwood Brewing's Invasion Species is now in a 22, and the IPA 7.1 Citrus Denki IPA.
Weird.
Maybe we'll see it.
So Beechwood's holding strong with the 22s. Yeah, probably Madeira first.
Maybe Madeira.
Visalia all the way to Madeira, and then once it gets old, it'll come back to Fresno.
So that's all that made my looking out for list. Nick, was there something we didn't get you?
Just a quick one. It's here. It's out. I just got to get down there to have it. So looking out for, meaning looking to leave my house to go get it, will be the Grandma's Kitchen Oatmeal Cookie Stout from Full Circle.
Oh, yeah. I saw that today. Yeah. That's a new one from them down there. I think that
does. And I'm hoping... Yeah. It's oatmeal raisin and not that bastard oatmeal chocolate chip that everybody likes.
Oh, you would rather have an oatmeal raisin? Did you
raisin in your beers?
Not in my beers, but in my cookies. Yes.
Okay.
Good.
I can see raisin working in a dark beer. Maybe,
yeah.
Raisin ester essence. What word am I looking for?
Yeah.
There if you go. Do it right, sure. Yeah.
Dark fruit. Dark fruits go well. Regional.
Yeah. I no. hear there's a Kathy, great there's a great raisin beer at
oh yeah somewhere. Some other breweries out of town brewer
out of town go back to Clovis
where are raisin
nice go back to Clovis that's it
go back to Clovis that's an, I think sweet. I think you're gonna see that at Pine and Palm pretty soon a beer called go back to Clovis.
That would be a great beer
Roger Clovis IB. Go back to Clovis IVA. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Please. Somebody please. Do it. Please. Just make me happy for once. One time. Okay. Never mind. I jumped ahead of myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you okay? Another 20 minutes, Kathy?
Another 20 minutes.
We could do it. Come on.
All right. Come on, Josh.
Well, if Kathy's staying, then I can't. I feel like
this is what my wife sounds like when I'm like one more beer.
I'm like, oh man.
We'll see how things play out tomorrow.
Oh, the Fresno Bee is gonna be jumping tomorrow morning. Yeah.
I'm in meetings all day.
All day meetings.
Josh is like, kind of being late. Yeah.
No, I'll be right there on time.
I'm on assignment.
Be there. I may not be there on time.
Josh will be there. I'm like, yeah. Where's Kathy to edit my stuff?
Unfortunately,
I've got all kinds of typos.
We told people we'd be here, so now they're gonna be.
I said we are, and I didn't use the apostrophe.
Right.
And Kathy wasn't there to catch it, and now it's out there in the public.
What we've been drinking?
Bang Cod drinking! Open up your Untapped. What's your handle on Untapped, Joshua T?
That's it.
That's it? Joshua T?
I believe that's it. Yeah, Joshua T.
Joshua T-E-H-E-E.
Yeah.
I hope McClatchy's not watching you, bro. Big brother.
Big brother.
We got a reporter in Fresno that's on beer app.
Yeah.
What have you been drinking of interest of late, Josh? Mm. What have you remembered to check into?
Well, so the last thing I had was that 90-minute IPA from Dogfish Head Craft Brewery. 90-minute IPA.
That's a fairly strong East Coast IPA. Bro.
Yeah, it's like a 10 or something. It's okay. What I've really been digging, and in the last like while. Probably one of the things I've had most on my thing here is this Founders Brewing, the Centennial IPA, or the Mosaic Dreams, either one. Those are like the two that I've just been drinking a lot of. So, yeah. Or Mosaic Product, Mosaic Promise. There it is. Yeah, the whole view. So, and both very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Founders is doing well.
So I like everything that I've had of theirs. I've really enjoyed. So.
Have you tried that big one, Lizard King? I think
I have not. No.
Okay, I have not yet either. Mostly because of the price of that one, but
right.
I'm curious about it. Label looks pretty sci-fi epicness. Right. Maybe bad 60s giant animal creature movie.
But yeah, so that's, I did have the TDH with Equinox, last weekend there at, Tiger's
Club. I haven't had that. Damn it.
So
he has something on me.
So, yeah, there you go.
How is that?
It's good. Hmm. Yeah.
Your voice went up a little too high in there.
No, I enjoyed it. I think the, what's the one they just released that's the Fulton Street IPA?
Yeah.
Is that the
Fulton? I missed that one too, damn it.
That one I was really impressed by. Yeah, a lot really of people talking about by.
That one. I missed it.
So. Yeah, I didn't have that one either.
Didn't have it.
So.
Damn it.
Not having this.
Nick.
Hi.
Well, you've been caught drinking.
Ooh, I actually had a good week in the craft beer.
Oh.
I was in the scene. I was
out there with Nick.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at Nick getting out there for
craft,
us.
Craft beering it forward.
Uh-huh. Throwing stickers like their dollar
bill. Yeah. Who wants stickers?
Woo. So I went to Rocket Dog. I got to hang out with Randy from Delta Pacific.
Pacific.
Local distribution mm-hmm. company. He brought some New Glory and to some Southgate.
For an article. Oh, yeah. Southgate and New Glory. Yeah. Can't beat that.
That was a good combo. So New Glory brought the Waka Waka Porter. And they had a Goza, which I don't remember the name, but it was really good. And the Uba Dank.
Yeah.
Uba Dank, a new IPA from them.
What was that? How was it? How was it?
It was good.
Damn it.
It's really good. But I hear Fig Tree has cans of it now, so
what?
Fear not.
Have I had that one?
No, they just came out with it.
Okay.
How could you have it?
What was it? What did I have there at Popolo's before?
Oh, that might have been at Popolo's. Okay. On draft, but now they have it in cans.
Okay.
The cans are then, good.
Yeah, it was very good on draft, so.
Yeah, I forgot Pops did the tap takeover maybe a month before mm-hmm. this one.
Yeah, I've had it before.
Southgate, I had their mango IPA from Southgate, which I think might have been more up your alley than my alley.
Yeah, probably. I like those, but I was at Southgate a couple weeks ago. It wasn't there.
Really?
At least it wasn't on the menu anyway. Maybe you had the nose. Be at an Oakhurst resident, maybe then you could. That guy's from Fresno. Don't tell him.
They have a secret card.
There's like Oakhurst,
Oakhurst Club card.
Yeah,
they could probably just see you and go, "Oh, you're like not that from around."
It's like Costco. It's like you got to show your ID when you're walking in.
Yep.
You're like, oh, yep, that's me.
Yep.
Resident. Track 7 had some Hoppy Palm, a favorite of the other two on this show.
Mm-hmm. That's beer of the year, bro.
Beer of the year. It's all right. No, I kid. It is good. That's a good beer. And the Left Eye, Right Eye, which I actually liked the Hoppy Palm better than the Left Eye, Right Eye.
Yep.
Hard to compare the two since they're not the same, but
still.
If they were both on the shelf, I would go Hoppy Palm.
Good choice.
Yeah. And I also had Zach's Brewing. He made a double IPA and a sesh from the same batch.
Oh, that's interesting.
He did the double IPA first, and then off the second, he did a second brew off the remaining grain from the double and made a session out of it.
Okay.
So very similar in profile, but different, much different ABVs.
I like that. How was
cool,
it?
Cool little trick. Yeah, it was interesting take on them.
Damn it. Somebody finds Zach a place so he can go there.
Find him a building.
For Christ's sakes.
Maybe somewhere south of the stadium.
In the brewery district.
The
brewery district.
Okay. Kathy's not on Untappd, by the way.
Yeah.
Just
Kathy,
now.
You know.
I know.
You remember anything lately you've had?
You know how you were talking about how your wife likes to go and she likes the beer, but there's like geek.
Yeah, there's a line. Yeah. There's a line. Like,
I feel like I'm not going to cross the line with you. Into that, and I'm kind of like, I just kind of go and try stuff, and I don't even really pay attention to who's it.
She maybe had all of these.
I mean, I usually
these things you guys are talking about.
I look for California, and I try to stick more local, but
yeah.
So I had some coconut beer I was telling you about, stout at Goldstein's that I think was from San Diego. I think it was from San Diego.
A coconut. Beer from San Diego.
But it was like really strong coffee. I was telling you guys that I thought it should have been a shot. a shot of beer, like espresso shot or something. But yeah, I've been out at Riley's out there, and that's Clovis.
Gotta, okay. Yeah, you yeah, know, yeah out of town.
You know, and their stouts are pretty good.
Which one? Like,
they have a milk stout. And
oh, the milk stout is good. Yeah.
And I think they were out of that last time, and I got the, I think it was the Rain Dance. Is that the other
Imperial
one?
Stout?
Yeah. That was pretty good. I liked that.
Nice.
I did their little flight once of, you know, all their hard liquors or hard cider. Hard soda.
Yeah, they're big on the
hard soda.
Oh, yeah,
hard
soda. They have a lot of sodas, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of a hard fun soda thing. Leaders. You know, I thought the their ginger beer was kind of good. But like a really sugary, like sweet thing to do. It's like,
it's super
sweet. And then I don't know. I hit a lot of restaurants where, like House of Juju, because I live in Clovis.
House of Juju.
I have to confess, because you're like, keep bagging on Clovis, but you know, I live there. So,
so you say, go back to Clovis.
I know. So I'm like, when I leave here, I'm going right back over
when
there.
When I do,
go back to Clovis.
Mikey's
Kathy.
Best friend lives in Clovis, so don't let him get to you.
Yeah, it's a running joke.
We can.
But like House of Juju, Justin.
Bells talks about House of Juju all the time.
He loves it.
Every dark tatty references is, "Oh, it's a juju, it's a juju."
But he like knows his beer, and he brings in cool stuff and worth trying out. He's always changing it up. So
man, I have yet to
Colton's,
go to House
have you
of
gone
juju.
To Colton's
it's pretty
yet?
Good.
They got sliders. Like,
Colton's?
I know. Bell's talk about Colton's too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, see, so
I only go
like
to BC's. If I actually venture out there, it's usually for BC's, but.
Colton's has got this like really cool board where it actually shows you how much is left in the barrel and it flips through.
See, I haven't seen that locally. Fuel gauge. I always hear about those boards. I haven't seen one locally.
Yeah, so Colton's has all that, and that they have.
They do really
good.
They have
Pine of Palm in there, and
they do
have,
really
like,
good about letting people know what's like on and what's
food.
Coming off.
Okay, and like just the Brussels sprouts, like oh my god, okay. It's like seriously so good, bacon and cheese and like amazingness.
Bacon mixer.
So
there you go.
And they have
I got gas
chili
up
verde
the car.
Nachos. Chili verde nachos.
Get somebody to watch my house. Like we're going in the coldest. Like so dad, can you come over and watch the house? Oh, what's going on? We're going to go to Clovis.
Going to Clovis.
Going to Clovis. Like, I can't leave the dogs at home alone that long. I'm going into Clovis.
Like a beer happening place over there now.
Yeah.
It's, supposed to be anyway. I
heard that Black Ops is going to get a tap room downtown.
Or
they're not called Black Ops now? Or no.
Tactical Ops.
That'd be cool. Yes.
And what is two dudes going in there?
Two dudes.
I think they might be going in there.
In Old Town?
I think, or somewhere in Clovis.
I love gold.
I could be totally wrong about that. No, I think you're right, though. I think they were looking for spots, but.
I think that because I went to the Old Town Clovis beer thing and they were at that. And I feel like they were talking about that there.
They were kind of scoping it out while they're down there.
Yeah. Mm. And the tactical op guys were with them anyway.
One more beer. This is donated to us by Florida Steve.
Okay.
It's called Night Swim from some brewery.
The tiniest.
Some brewery.
It's from.
Some bitch.
Coppertail Brewing Company.
Coppertail Brewing Company.
It's the right color.
It's going around the table. Thank you, Florida Steve. Cheers to you, Florida Steve.
Cheers. Is this the part of the show we're at now?
Yep. It's the end of the show, Josh, and we're giving out some cheers.
I like how you did that in time and in tone. It's good.
Cheers.
I'm going to redo all these songs for you.
Oh, as you'll go back?
I'm going to do them like hair metal.
Cheers. Can we do like Jimmy Fallon and give you different styles?
That's a great idea.
Oh.
Like, you know how Jimmy Fallon and the Roots do that?
Yeah.
They do that in the style of.
We'll do a rap version.
What's It'll Go Back gonna do on that 90s? Is that 90s like this weekend?
No, it's not till March.
Oh, okay.
We're doing the semi-Riot Girl grunge band L7.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So Josh is in punk rock band that's been around forever and called It'll Go Back locally.
Yeah.
But you also venture into cover
different things.
Covers, yeah. And El Grabak's going to do a
90s cover show.
Night show with all these local bands doing a 90s cover. You guys are doing L7.
We're doing L7.
Wow, that is reaching deep.
Well, if you come to the show, I think you will see it's not really that much different from what we like.
It sounds like an El Grabak song.
A grunge band. We play a little faster, but So.
Nice.
But that should be a good show. There's a band doing Radiohead and I think some Pixies. Whatever. 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to give any cheers to anyone?
Cheers. So I will cheers to you guys for having us on the show and letting us talk about our beer section that we have. So, yeah.
PresentB.com/beer.
Yeah. And it's the Brew Buzz.
The Brew Buzz.
And maybe someday we'll have stickers and we'll hand them out to you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, working on that.
Yeah, good luck.
That's our secret plot.
You have
to get you guys to make stickers.
Yeah.
So we can
do it for 4.5 years and then you'll build up to a sticker.
And then we can get stickers. Yeah, I think that's my cheers.
All right.
So cheers to you guys.
Thank you. Cheers to you. Nick, do you have cheers?
So we're going to some Instagrammers. Cheers to Hops and Stuff.
Hops and Stuff.
Hops and Stuff. Ooh, Frez Yes Fest is following us. Did you know they have their own Instagram?
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Woo. Hoppy People.
Shiny Hoppy People?
Shiny Hoppy. It should have been Shiny Hoppy People, shouldn't it?
We'll do
cheers.
A cover of that for you guys.
Yeah, do that. Oh God, don't do that. Never mind, I mean, don't, please.
Cheers to One Hand, One Beer. Logical. And also cheers to Craft Coasters.
All right.
Do they make craft coasters?
I don't know. I want to know. Maybe we got to find out more.
And
also cheers to
Nick, yes.
Cheers to Josh and Kathy.
Aww.
For hanging the whole time.
Kathy's going to make it.
I
think she's going to make it. Little did you know, here's our next segment. Next hour is beginning. We still got one more hour, Kathy. You can do it. You can do it. cheers to our newest golden god. We have a new golden god. What's a golden god, you might ask? It is a person on our Patreon page that donates money to the show. And our newest golden god is James Werner. Woo! Bam, 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 bam. Big cheers to James.
Woo-hoo. Why is that sound familiar?
What?
So familiar.
What? How much? What? What's he get?
You got to go $5 or more.
Okay,
that's what you got to do.
$5. That's a month.
Yep, yeah. A month, and it's not per show; it's per month.
And that helps you guys.
It helps us. Well, it pays for the hosting, and then now it's getting into where it pays for beer, for
rent,
promotion, for stickers. We've got stickers now. If you want stickers, especially if you're a golden gods, get first privilege of stickers. Nice. We will send to any golden god that requests stickers. And then after that, we're just kind of...
Do you get to choose the name
we
of
feel
the
like
levels?
It. Yeah.
Because golden god is really cool.
That's the way. It goes with our I Love Gold almost famous reference.
Right.
Yeah. So, cheers to James. Cheers to 2Veg, a.k.a. Ed Winter, to Reggie559, to Helly T, to Austin G-Man, to Mocha Dunk, a.k.a. Flying Fisher Knot.
You're nodding. You're like, yes,
Mocha Dunk. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Mocha Dunk. Mr. Fanman, Mr. Fanman, aka James P. L. Bobby Diesel, Bobby D. Diesel. Beer with Friends podcast. Salvador Anton, A Pint of Hoppiness at A Pint of Hoppiness on Twitter. Jay McDonald, who you can find at grdlock.com. He is a distributor of Mexican craft beer.
Whoa. Okay.
Check out grdloc.com. And just everybody that helps, that listens and helps promote the show and talks about the show, we, of course, always appreciate it. At Perfect Pour Pod is all the social medias we are at. PerfectPourPod.com is the website. That's all you need to know. We have YouTube. We're on the YouTubes now. There's two episodes of the Beer Bench now, maybe a third episode. I drink a beer on the workbench.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting, huh? Sounds pretty good. And you're like, holy shit. Why didn't somebody think of that before? We thought of it now. Go over on the YouTube channel. And is that it? We're good?
I think we should cheers to Clove.
Cheers,
Clove. Oh, cheers to Clove.
Man. They'll make Bells happy.
Stuck that one in there.
Okay.
I'm just going to have to let that go and be a generous host, I guess.
Good thing we don't edit this podcast.
Yeah. All right. I love it. The Sunburns. You remember the Sunburns, Josh?
I do.
Well, they're playing music right now.
I don't care.
Oh, yes.
Turn it up, then. Yay! Perfect Pour! Woo!
Cheers to Clovis.
Cheers to... It's going to be important. She's saying something. Oh,
Clovis. Oh, it's
I know. Well, just had to give you a hard time.